You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. David Walker has lived here for a month and a half and says he does not have the family support he needs to get back on his feet. He knows the camp is not ideal, but it's all he has.
They said there was some health concerns as far as sanitation and stuff. Well, we have people that are willing to go get us portalettes, which would make things a lot nicer.
Walker and the others have the support of Maslow's Army, a homeless advocacy group, and its founder, Samuel Landis, who used to be homeless. He says the tents are still standing past the demolition deadline.
We're going to claim victory here, and this is not a one-size-fits-all issue.
Landis says he's pushing for a delay on the demolition to get the homeless the help they need, including dealing with mental health issues. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.